I can't remember the last time I used a microphone. Is this good? That's a lie. I do remember, and it went very poorly. But this is good. Okay, great. It's great to see a lot of old friends out here, but also I've been gone for 4 years, so it's hello to all the new faces out there. If you don't know me, like Father Taylor said, I'm Lauren. And even though I've been off at Georgia Tech for the past 4 years, hopefully you've seen my parents around and gotten the chance to meet them, even if you don't know me. But I want to start with telling you a story that really began my personal involvement and commitment to St. Mark's from way back when I was just 7 years old. So my family had only recently joined the church, and like any old Sunday, my parents, my older brother David, and I were sitting in a pew, and the pastor, who was Father Rick at the time, for those of you who remember, he was preparing for communion that day, and my dad noticed that he was rushing around because he had no altar server up there helping him. And at the time, almost every Sunday, Father Rick had... It was some kid or another before we got the professionals. But it was a kid and dressed in a white robe helping him out. And so my dad whispers to my older brother. He's like, David, you should go help Father Rick out. He doesn't have any help. And my brother's thinking, he's shaking his head, and he's thinking, oh gosh, no. I'm not in a white robe, and I have no clue what to do. So that would just be horribly embarrassing. But me, as little sister, I'm thinking, wow, an opportunity to both impress my dad and show up my brother at the same time. So I took it. I went up to the altar and said to Father Rick, I'm here to help. And I have no doubt I was much more of a hindrance that day than a help because I had no clue what I was doing. But despite... going up there for not the most noble of reasons, God used it. After that Sunday, I became one of the regular altar servers. Some of you might remember me, young me in a little white robe, on many Sundays. And it became part of my routine that really kind of helped cultivate my commitment to God. It was my little piece of helping with church. So I was with St. Mark's for many, many years after that, and by the time I went off to college, I was really blessed to have had a really great foundation in my faith from St. Mark's and from my awesome family and from the many great Sunday school teachers and youth leaders of St. Mark's over the years. So as I got to Georgia Tech, I was looking and got involved with a campus ministry called CCF. CCF just stands for Christian Campus Fellowship, but at Georgia Tech, we shorten everything for efficiency because it's an engineering school. But if the word campus ministry doesn't mean anything to you, you don't have any experience with it, just think of it as it's like a church, but very much geared towards college students, and it's got kind of an extra emphasis on community. So CCF has been incredible for me. My freshman year, as I was far away at college, becoming my own person, this campus ministry really helped me make my faith my own. My relationship with God became a more personal one, and I got excited and serious about following Jesus. Towards the end of my freshman year, some of my mentors in the CCF community started to encourage me to global scope. And I was like, what is that? That's not a word. So eventually it was explained to me. So Global Scope is an organization that it sets up campus ministries in cities around the world, in places where these Christian-focused college communities are much more scarce than they are in the U.S. So these upperclassmen were trying to get me to study abroad at one of these universities where there was a Global Scope campus ministry that I could also intern with. So, very long story short, they eventually convinced me, and the summer after my freshman year, I decided, this seems like a cool idea. So, I applied to the exchange program, with the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. That'll come back around later. As well as this global scope internship with Roots, which was the name of the campus ministry in Edinburgh. So I was planning I would be studying abroad that spring semester my sophomore year. That fall semester my sophomore year was honestly my worst semester at college. My relationship with my boyfriend that I had begun during my freshman year at Tech had become really unhealthy. I was beginning to struggle with my mental health, with depression and anxiety, and I wasn't seeking any kind of outside help. And then, at the very end of the fall semester, my boyfriend dumped me, and I was incredibly heartbroken. So that winter break, I was not only depressed, I was terrified because I had committed to leave the country to try and go show other university students God's love. But I felt in no state at all to do this. I was a mess. As we read in the epistle today, from Paul's letter to the Romans, we are supposed to boast or rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character, character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts. And so, in my broken state that winter, when nothing else was working, I finally decided to lean into God. I needed to remind myself constantly throughout each day that there is hope because God has already poured all his love out to me. And relying on God in my struggle was what gave me the endurance to get through each day. And this whole process brought me a lot closer to God, which turned my character into something that reflected Jesus a little bit more. Just days before I was meant to fly to Scotland, my mindset was beginning to change, but I was still mostly a wreck. One of the CCF upperclassmen who had previously global scoped at a ministry in Chile, he didn't know me very well, but he wanted to check in, so he texted me wanting to see if I was feeling ready for Scotland and how I was doing in general. And so, this poor guy. I let him know exactly how I was feeling. It was a full explanation of how I was a complete disaster. And he responded, "It's a pretty good place to be in, honestly. If you can look back and say, wow, God used me in that state, then you know for sure that it's him." These words stayed on my mind and shaped the entirety of my study abroad semester. About to leave for Scotland, I was hurting, but I could rejoice in the hope of sharing the glory of God. That semester, really incredible things happened, and I can so confidently promise you that none of it was me, because I was in no state to change people's lives. It was all God. My time there was so powerful and formative that it sparked a passion in me for college ministry. And like Father Taylor said, I've committed to going back to Scotland for a number of years to work full-time on staff at the Roots Ministry. So going back to my study abroad semester, I've got many amazing stories of God working through me to reach the students at the University of Edinburgh. And I've got the time to tell you one, and the one I picked, it's honestly kind of embarrassing, but I wanted to tell it to you because it highlights just how God can use you in any state, even during times of suffering. So in one of my classes, I became friends with this freshman named Will, just this goofy, tall, lanky guy with curly hair, and I invited him to come to Roots, and despite being an atheist, he fell in love with the Roots community pretty quickly. He asked really great faith-based questions and seemed pretty interested in Christianity, so I began inviting him to come to church on top of the Roots events he was already attending. But every Sunday, he had some excuse or honestly just really wasn't interested. But about halfway through the semester, one afternoon, Will and I were working on homework together, and I had a very big assignment due the next day that I had procrastinated a bit. I was incredibly stressed, to the point where I was starting to get very down on myself and was pretty near my breaking point. But I was being tough and trying to internalize it all as much as possible, but Will could still tell that I wasn't doing well. So he said something so kind and supportive to me that I immediately lost it and burst into tears. I think this freaked Will out a bit, and unknown to me at the time, Will instantly made up his mind that he was not going to leave my side until I got the paper turned in, which ended up not being until about 3 a.m. that night. Well, that day just happened to be a Sunday, and so that evening, after my meltdown, I took a break to go to my 7 p.m. church service as usual. I was so stressed that I didn't even register until we were like halfway to church that Will was on his way too, and I didn't even invite him that time. The incredible thing is while Will only came to church that evening because he was worried about me and just didn't want to leave my side, God used that. God used my weakness to bring Will to church that day. And amazingly, it sparked a curiosity in Will that kept him coming back to church almost every Sunday for the rest of that semester. Will you pray with me? God, thank you so much that you've already poured out all your love into our hearts. Thank you that you are there for us during all times, in times of suffering, in times of happiness and adventure. Please help us to lean into you when we're in times of suffering or struggles. And help us to challenge ourselves so that we may be forced to rely on you. Thank you so much that we're a part of your story. No matter what state we're in, whether we're happy or sad or scared, that we can still be a part of your story and a blessing to your kingdom. Amen.